So don't it impress ya? Don't it make you feel better? I can handle the pressure, but how about
I'ma deal with it.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
What are you?
You breath against my skin feels so. Hello, hello. Some technical difficulties had me and Jesse a little delayed from getting in the studio today, but we're finally here for the second episode of Leaves in a Bag. Jesse's just doing some quick setup stuff.
Hello, hello, hello.
So it's just going to be me yapping a little bit as he just does some stuff real quick.
Yep.
Agenda for today. We might go a little past 8 o'clock today just because we're starting late. But we're music that's planned for the back half of today's episode is more relaxing, a very chill vibe today. I think everyone could use a little relaxation right now, especially me and Jesse. We've had a few hectic last couple of days, so it'll be nice to just sit back and relax. But yeah, so, I mean, we started 14, 15 minutes late today, but I'm super happy to be in the studio right now. It's been, you know, I've been looking forward to this all week, and especially these last couple days, like with no school. It's just been something on my mind of like, I'm really excited for our show today. So while Jesse just does some quick last minute setup stuff, I will say that the music in the back half of the episode, chill, relaxed, some instrumental stuff, a couple more like lo-fi synth work stuff, a couple like more traditional like artists and music that I think people would be accustomed to. But overall, you know, it's just going to be music that you can, you know, kick your feet back and relax to. Otherwise, I don't really know what to talk about right now because, Jesse's doing a lot of like setting up right now and he can't exactly talk. So I think right now what I'm just going to talk about is my tea. Like once again, you know, Leaves in the Bag, we highly promote people, make your own tea, join us, drink some. I have my tea, you know, right away from all the equipment, obviously, because I don't want to, you know, break anything. But I have my tea off in the corner. It's a peach ginger tea with a little honey in there. It's still scorching hot because I have it in like a very nice like thermos mug. But I had this tea last night. This is like my go-to tea for the past couple of for like a week now, I'd say, like week and a half. But it's amazing, and I love it so much. And the additional honey just makes it beautiful. It's a great add. Jesse, unfortunately, doesn't have any tea with him today either. He still doesn't have, like a to-go mug, I guess, to put his tea in. So I'm the only one with tea today, but I, you know, highly encourage anybody at home or any listeners, if you're able to, if you like tea, make some, drink some. Enjoy it with us, because you know that's a huge part of the show is, you know, drinking tea and, you know, listening and enjoying with everybody. But Jesse, when are you gonna get some tea for us, man? For you at least.
All right, well, hello everyone, I'm here now, hopefully soon. I was supposed to go. I'm severely out of groceries right now, and when I say severe, like I have nothing to make. So I gotta do that, and then when I do that, I'm also gonna get a nice thermos for safe tea keeping, because, you know, don't want anything to come out of it, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to damage anything.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, so today, like Nate said, I mean, I was kind of listening to him, but like low key not. I was focused, but yeah, today's a relaxed day. It's pretty beautiful out. I don't know if anyone's been outside, and I know everyone's in a little bit of a different area if you're listening from any of like the homies back home, but it's really nice out. Yeah, and we just wanted to talk about like how we relax, because I think part of this show like is how we relax at home, which is why we kind of made it into a thing, because like this isn't stressful since we're just hanging out and talking about whatever, especially about relaxation today. But yeah, we love to just, dude, if you're stressed and cold now, it's getting cold, especially in Oneonta. Like, we've had some 30-degree days.
It's been really cold. Although today is beautiful. Like, low 60s, right, sun's out. Like, it's a very nice change of pace today compared to a lot of the recent weather. But yeah, it's like a nice hot cup of tea is like a perfect relaxer, so I think.
Feeling it slide down your gullet is is a fantastic, because it's like so warm, you like feel it course through your innards. I don't know.
Like your whole body. Yeah. I guess that's like that's a feeling. Yeah. I don't know if that's how I would describe it, but.
That's how I'd describe it.
But yeah, there's just something nice about. Late afternoon towards the end of the week, just being, or not end of the week, end of the day, just being able to sit back, relax, you know, maybe, you know, throw something on the TV or throw some tunes on and just sit back and drink some tea.
Yeah. We kind of got, after last week talking about Mario Kart so much, we got back into our Mario Kart kick. It's gotten pretty fun again.
Yeah, I think we've played more Mario Kart in the last week since we mentioned Mario Kart on air than I think we've played overall in the last month prior.
The whole semester, probably.
Yeah, like we've played a lot.
Yeah. We also shout out to Good Games on Main Street, because I just bought a copy of Super Mario Galaxy for $20, and I'm going to play the heck out of that probably tonight. very excited. I love Mario Galaxy. Yeah.
I mean, I think to start talking about, you know, relaxation. Like, what is it that makes us relax? I think I'll start.
Go for it.
Like, I think there's something about passively doing something that's so relaxing. And, like, people might not understand what I mean when I say this, but like the act of like just like being able to like sit and like do another activity while also taking in some kind of information is like so relaxing to me. Like I love like if it's like listening to music while I like cook, or if I'm like watching a video on like some fascinating like topic. Like I like the last couple like usually I think I watch like videos like about a bunch of stuff, but recently it's just been about football because I'm a big football fan, and I gotta make sure my fantasy team looks good. but there's something so nice about like cooking up my dinner while I'm listening to a video about like archaeology, and like architecture and how that influences like the way we interact with like our surroundings. Like that kind of stuff is just so interesting to me, and I think that's such a great way to relax. It's just like passively taking in new information.
Mm-hmm. You're a big video guy.
I'm a huge video guy.
You sleep with videos on.
Yeah, I do, because it's scientifically proven that if you want to remember something, or like if you're trying to learn something, learning about it and like doing like memory stuff before going to sleep is good for you, and it actually does like help you remember and like take in that information. And like I have a terrible memory, like my memory is horrible, so like I've low-key been trying to do stuff that like improves my cognitive memory and like cognitive function,
like Wordle.
I do Wordle every day. I haven't done it yet today. I have a couple guesses in, but I didn't finish the word yet. But
you left Wordle undone
because we had other pressing matters. So I did. I'm gonna finish it either when we're listening to music, because again, passively intaking stuff, and I could do the Wordle real quick, or I'll do it after the show.
Sounds good. Yeah, I kind of miss Wordle being like the thing every day. Like I know people still do it. Like you're on the grind, you're hitting Wordle every day, but it was so fun. Like, I think at the peak, like, Wordle time, I was doing, like, 8 different games in the day. I was hitting Wordle, Connections, the Worldle, like, Global. Did you ever play Global?
Yeah, because Worldle is, that's the one where it gives you a picture of the country, and you have to guess the country. And then and then global is that it's like literally the globe. And then like it's you're either hotter or colder where the country is, right?
Yeah, was super cool because I was like, it's on a globe, and that's cool. And then I was also doing like the I forget what it's called, but it's also a New York Times game.
Is it the spelling bee? Is it that one?
It is the spelling bee. Yeah, there's that one. And then right at the tail end of like my big craze was Strands, I think it's called. It was a newer one they came out with, also New York Times.
It might be. That sounds familiar. Like, because I mean, like, I open the New York Times game app every day.
Cause you're not a browser guy. You're an app guy.
I have the app. Yeah, okay. That's how wow. committed
Dedicated.
I am. No, I don't know. Like, the New York Times games, they're just, like, there's something about them that's just, like, relaxing, but also, like, it makes you really think. Like, because, like, I don't think... Like, Wordle is so weird to me because there are times where, like, I will forget the most basic and obvious words, like, known to man. Like, these are, like, words kindergartners and, like, first graders learn. Like, these are words that people should know. And I'll just completely blank on it until, like, the fifth guess. And I'm like, oh, my God, I should have had this, like, three guesses ago.
Because there's a lot of words. There's just a lot of words. Like, there's nothing more to it. I don't know.
I think it's because, yeah, there's a lot of words. But I also think it has something to do with the fact that once you know, like, what letters are in a word or, like, where certain letters go, that you kind of, like, begin to think it's more complex than it actually is.
Yeah.
Because the amount of times I just sometimes, like, I'll have, like, two letters in the right spot and I have no other letters. And I'm just throwing out random guesses just into the machine, just trying to be like, give me something.
Throwing guesses into the void.
Yeah, because it's like, it really does. Like, there's something about it where, like, you make it needlessly complex. Mm-hmm. But, it's fun. It's really fun.
Wait, what are your two starting words?
So, my first word is always mocha.
Okay. Interesting.
I stole that from somebody. Who I stole that from, I don't remember.
That was one that, like, I remember going around as, like, the most optimal Wordle starter, like, when everyone was competitive.
Yeah.
Do you have a second one, or do you always go off your first one?
So, I always use mocha. Like, mocha's always my first word. Although, if mocha gives me zero hits, like no right letters in the right spots, no, like, right letters wrong spots.
Yeah.
My next word is plier, because I get...
Okay.
Then I get two more vowels out. That's gotcha. Like my thought process. And it's three, like, pretty, I think, pretty common consonants.
Yeah.
But I know, like, my mom, I think she typically does first as her first word.
That's funny.
It is kind of funny.
I was a big, so I would do stare, STARE.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that doesn't have a lot of hits, I used to go to could, COULD, but I switched to gumbo, GUMBO.
That's gumbo's an interesting one.
Yeah, so I would hit stare and gumbo a lot at my, like, peak wordling, if you will.
Yeah, well, I think, like, I used to do Wordle, like, okay, look, I was doing Wordle, like, when it was, like, the peak thing, like, everybody was doing it. So that was, like, our junior year of high school, was, like, when Wordle, like, blew up.
Wait, you want to have a Wordle off right now?
Do you want me to finish right now? I think I have three guesses in right now.
Kind of want to... Okay, I have zero.
This is kind of bad, though, if our listeners haven't done the Wordle. I don't want to spoil it for them.
Oh, you're right. Everyone do the Wordle right now with us, if you're listening. Pull up the Wordle.
I have two guesses in right now.
I'm obviously going to start with stare and then gumbo, just like I said. Except the G key on my computer, like... doesn't work very often. It gets stuck, so I put an umbo.
I think that means you got to clean your keyboard, buddy.
No, it came like that because, like, it wasn't a brand new computer when I got it.
Oh, was it like the, like, certified refurbished?
Yes. Yeah. And the G, the B, and the M are, like, they're not even sticky. I think it's like the actual sensor doesn't work very well. I'm trying to talk because, like, we have to talk.
No, like, no dead air.
Yeah, but I can't talk and guess a word.
That's my thing. Like, I can't talk and do this at the same time. Like, I can listen
I think
and
I got
do it.
It
at the same time.
I didn't get it. Darn.
Yeah, man. It's some of the, I think now too, like Wordle, I think is getting more and more difficult because overall, like they're just losing more words to choose from. Because like I would assume that Wordle doesn't repeat words. I could be 100% wrong about that, but my guess would be that they don't ever repeat words. So it's going to get to a point where
is that true?
I would assume for now. I mean, how long? Okay, this now here's the real question: how many 5-letter words exist in the English language?
That's a great question.
And how many Wordles
have
there been?
How many do you think? Let's put in a guess.
How many 5-letter words do I think exist in the English language? I think probably maybe tens of thousands, like maybe 10,000 roughly. Like,
that's a good guess.
Because like
not too much, not too little.
Not too much, not too little. Because like I feel like 5-letter words are like that perfect medium. Like between a small word and a big word. Like I feel like 5 letters is like, it's not a small word, but like you're kind of getting a little larger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like with English, there's so many just random words that like exist that have like diction, like they have like definition and are in the dictionary, but like we never use them because they're just like so obscure that like you would never use it. And if you did, it's like for the most minute specific thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say tens of thousands is good. I can't get any further in the Wordle. I don't know what word this would be. I'm on my 5th guess, by the way. Have you gotten it?
No, I haven't. I'm not able to function right now and do it.
I'm gonna send. Oh, this is great guess. I just got it.
You got it. Good job, man.
Yeah, I got it in 5.
Good. That's like my I typically get it in 4 or 5. There's handfuls of times I get it in 3. I've gotten it 2 a chunk of times. Like I think 10 times I've gotten it in 2.
Gotten it in 1.
No, because I always guess mocha. So until the word is mocha.
That's fair. That day is going to be a good day.
The day it's mocha. I fear I'll miss that day.
Oh, no.
And I'll be so sad.
That means you have to play Wordle every day. Because you can't miss the day that mocha's the word.
I know. I've been kind of bad with it, too, the last couple days. Like, usually I try to get the Wordle done, like, in my front half of the day. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting it done in, like, the back half. And I'm like, this is bad. Like, I need to get back on this.
You should like host a festival the day that mocha's the word. Like,
like a party, everything's mocha themed.
A festival. You have to get it like streetwide.
I don't know if I can afford that.
Yeah, everything.
I think I'd have to be very rich if I wanted to do that. And unfortunately, I'm not rich.
This is true. Just pivoting back to relaxation.
What a tangent! Oh my
God. Wordle tangent. But got it in 5, so ha. But I used to be a big stretcher for sleep because I used to run a lot, so I needed to stretch. But I also found it very relaxing. But I haven't stretched in like consistently stretched. Like I've stretched every now and then since quitting, but I haven't consistently stretched honestly since. And I guess I'm going to have to start doing that again because I'm not going to lie, guys. I did a presentation last year. Yeah, in public speaking on how to improve your sleep, like physically. And I talked a lot about stretching and like blood flow before bed. And it's some true stuff. Like you gotta look into that. Take a hot shower, drink some tea and like stretch. And like that's my perfect bedtime routine. In an alternate world where I'm still doing that. But I guess I could just still be doing that. So I'm going to start now. I'm going to hold myself accountable. But, yeah. I also think, like... Wait, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just...
Oh, you got all ready. You're like, home.
Nah, I had nothing to say. I was just listening.
Still working on the Wordle?
Yeah.
What are you at?
I'm on my 4th guess right now. Like, I'm about to put my 4th guess in.
Any greens? Any yellows?
0 greens, 4 yellows.
Wow.
So...
That's about what I had 4 yellows, 0 greens, and then I got it. So, I guess I shouldn't tell you that because you know what 2 of my guesses are. But,
well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but you could technically deduce which words, if you're thinking hard enough. I'm gonna burp. Can you talk
while you burp?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That's a very weird...
No, we're good. I did it. I just didn't want to, like, grotesquely burp into the mic. I feel like that's just uncomfortable for everybody listening.
Fair. Fair enough.
I'm very excited to play music later because basically what we did was... this honestly came spur of the moment because me and Nate kept procrastinating, like, figuring out what we wanted to talk about.
We procrastinated too much. It was rough. Because
Was it two nights ago?
I think it was, because I said, I think it was Thursday night. I was like, hey, like, we need to figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'd been talking about all week, like, being like, we should brainstorm ideas for different episodes. Mm-hmm. And then from the list that we brainstormed, like, we just pick one to do for this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we never did that.
We never did that. And we hang out, like, a lot. So we could have done it.
We could have done it so many times. We just chose not to.
Yeah, but it's okay because we... I think it was because... So we're sorting through, like, alphabetically, like, a large amount of... CDs right now in like an office in the studio here, and we found some crazy bangers, like some random stuff that you would probably never ever hear about unless like you went through this wall of CDs. And one of them was like some really weird electronic like album, and one of the songs reminded me of one that I played for Nate. And we were just relaxing in the car, and it was so relaxing.
Yeah, because it was, we had to wait for your car to heat up.
Yeah, because my car has almost 202,000 miles on it, so, like, when it's cold, I'm not taking chances. Like, I'm letting that thing get to full temp before I'm driving.
Yeah, and we just sat in the car, and we just listened to some music. Well, because it was, like, I will say that, like, organizing the music has been... Like, there's, like, an aspect of it that is, like, stressful because it's, yeah. Like, I have to organize all this music.
And
like
it's really, really tedious.
It's very tedious. But, like, there's so much gold,
yeah.
Like, just in that office. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, and it's stuff that, like, I've never heard of before or, like, I would have never come across these artists had I not found a CD of theirs. Because, like, some of it, too, is, like, not on streaming. Like, we listened to a whole record that's not available on streaming.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was good. It was like, oh, what was it called?
I can't remember the name of it.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was like psych rock jazz noise.
Yeah.
Like, it was super weird and awesome.
And, like, the very first song is, like, I think the greatest intro song.
Wait, which one are you talking about? We might be talking about two different albums.
No, because the intro song, it's, like, it's the guy with, like, a questionable singing. And then it cuts to those smooth jazz.
Like, the really, like, it was, like, funky.
Like, smooth funk, like, saxophone and, like, piano and stuff. Yeah. And, like, it had beautiful riffs.
It was great.
But, yeah, it was great. And when we get it organized, we'll pull that CD out and we'll probably play it on air.
Yeah, probably. We also, by the way, did not have to organize the music, but we just, like, decided
to. We chose to.
And we didn't realize how much of a task it was going to be until, honestly, yesterday was a rude awakening for us. We were there. We were in the studio from, like, what was it, 12:45 till 7:45. We weren't the whole time, obviously, doing...
No, we took... There was a gap where we went and got food, and then there was another gap where we did, like, an appreciation...
For alumni.
Yeah.
For an alum... Shout out Neil. He was awesome.
He was awesome. I'd never met Neil before, but he's, oh my God, what a great guy.
Yeah, he was really cool.
I'm excited for future alumni events.
Yeah, right? It's going to be awesome. Also, Halloween next Friday. So you guys should go to that if you're here in Oneonta. Listen to that if you're not. I think you can listen to it.
Right. They might stream the bands. I'm not 100% sure.
Me neither. But if they do, listen. But yeah, we're probably going to dedicate. I mean, I just thought of this, but we should dedicate a day of like us from, I don't know, 10 albums that we found on that shelf to play, because some of that stuff, like, it can't. The world's got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
because it's too good to not. like bless people's ears with.
Yeah. Know? I think the reason I didn't realize how difficult it would be is that I've never thought about this when it came to like album design and like creating like album covers and that kind of stuff, but legibility is so important.
So important.
Because the amount of times we're pulling some of these CDs, and I'm just like, I can't tell if this is the name of the album or the name of the artist, or like the font is really wacky and it's almost unlegible.
Yeah. And like each person, like on their albums, like they can't decide like what comes first. It's not consistent with artist name or album. So like we've been lucky there's like past reviews on the albums, because like, you know, like for Wony, they strictly used to use CDs, probably.
Yeah, so they had to check and review everything.
Yeah, so there's some stuff on there, and it says like, oh, this is the artist and this is the album, and that's so helpful because some of them I genuinely don't think we could tell.
Well, there's three. Like, there's one album where like the album cover is literally just black. Like, there's like it, and the design is so faded.
And there's no like info anywhere else, like on the CD, on the back.
Yeah, like it's like only on the spine is there like the most faded name that we were able to pull.
Yeah, but luckily we're just doing it by, like, letter. So we're like, okay, we got the first letter. That's all we need. Let's go.
Yeah, I do think if we were doing, like a real, like, Dewey system, like if this was, like, a book library where everything is sorted by genre, that would be way more intense. Because we'd have to define genre for all the music.
Yeah. Also, tangent, libraries are so relaxing.
Libraries are very relaxing.
Like, I love libraries. I was talking to Noah about this the other day. We went to go, like, just do some work in the library, and he's like, what floor do you want to go? Because, like, everyone has a different preference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the second floor the best. But he likes the third floor, which is, like, the fully quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can we go to the second? He's like, sure, but, like, why do you like that one the best? And honestly, it's low-key. Okay, in Minecraft, there's, like, if you want really good enchants, you put, like, books everywhere. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that. I feel like I do better work when I'm surrounded by all this knowledge. Like, you know?
I think, like, I'm not a do-work in the library person. Like, I rarely ever would go.
Yeah, you just sit at your desk.
Yeah, I'm able to, like, in my room, I'm able to disconnect, like, work time and, like, relax time. But, like...
But then you don't, like, see the light of day.
Well, when I see the light of day when I leave my room.
So you don't see the light of day?
Are you implying I'm in my room all the time?
Yeah, dude, today, it was really... I love walking into your room and seeing that you're napping, because you just look like a corpse. Like, you look like a chalk outline.
Like,
you're literally like this, like, face down. I know no one can see me, but picture, like, a stereotypical, like, forensic chalk drawing, and that's what Nate looks like when he's napping.
Well, because... Like, I try to not nap. Like, I think...
It's the biggest lie. No.
It's like, I only nap if I'm, like, really exhausted. And there's a lot of times where I'm just, like, I'm really randomly exhausted. Like, I have no reason...
Maybe it's because you're laying in bed.
But that's the thing. I don't lay in my bed unless I'm like, all right, it's time to, like, nap or sleep. That's not a lie. Okay. There's times where, like, I'll sit on my bed for, like, 10 minutes because I'm waiting for you or somebody. But because, like, I'd rather lay in my bed than, like, sit in the chair at my desk, because it's not a great chair. Like, it's not the most comfortable chair in the world. Like, my bed is way more comfortable than that. But, like, overall, I would say I try to avoid being in my bed unless it's, like, sleepy time.
Unless it's sleepy time. I'm the same way. Yeah, that's actually... Interesting. We were talking about this the other day. Like, people like to relax in different places. I'm not a get into my bed in the middle of the day kind of guy. But, like, you, JR, and, like, Lucas, when it comes to our house, definitely are.
Yeah, well, Lucas is...
Especially.
Lucas is... Because he will just chill in his bed and, like, do work and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I can't do that. I can't be in my bed and, like, actively do work. I can't do that. I have to be at my desk.
Well, it's because he's usually editing. Like, I feel like he doesn't have to type as much. Like, he's more, like, on the touchpad, if you will.
But theoretically, like, I think if I was laying in bed, I could easily write, like, type.
Laying or, like, are you propped up in this scenario?
Probably propped up.
Okay, that makes it better. I feel like Lucas, he's usually, like, like this, and then his legs are up.
Yeah, he's got a weird posture he hits, but it works.
It works, and he gets work done, so that's what matters at the end of the day.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, because for me, like, I don't, there's probably studies about this, but I'm not quoting them, because I don't know if they do exist. But, like, I think, like, your bed, like, there's something about the way we associate certain things with, like, certain emotions or certain feelings or certain vibes. And, like, for me, like, I associate my bed with, like, sleep. So, like, if I'm in my bed, I will naturally become tired. Like, I think there's, like, a level of psychology to that. Definitely. I mean, I could be totally, you know, talking nonsense right now, but...
No, but I think, like, yeah, it's... Your body goes to the same place every night most of the time, in our scenario,
mm-hmm.
to sleep. So when we get in that space, it's probably, like, a little bit like, oh, I guess it's time to sleep. You know?
Yeah, because I've been to people's places where, like, they're like, we hang out in bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's a big thing, like, on-campus living freshman year.
Yeah, like, you would always, like, sit and, like, hang out, like, on people's beds,
like,
and stuff.
Like, 8 people on a bed, 8 people on the other bed.
Yeah, maybe, like, 3 people have chairs. Yeah. Someone's on the floor. You're
someone's
packed like
desk.
Sardines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those were fun days.
Yeah, there's aspects about it that I do miss, because, like, there's a level of, maybe intimacy is the wrong word, but I'm going to use intimacy. There's a level
intimacy,
of...
Intimacy, but not in the
Not
way.
In a romantic
yes.
context,
yes.
but, like, intimacy and, like, being close.
Yeah.
Like, there's a level of intimacy
proximity.
That you... Proximity. Yeah, there you go. That's a better word. There's a level of proximity you get, like, that you just, like, kind of accept when you're doing that. And, like, I think it low-key makes you not... I think it does make you bond more with people.
I think it does.
Like, that proximity does.
Yeah, well, because, like, for example, I always say this to, like, friends who, like, I've known for a while, but, like, we're, like, touching friends.
Oh, like, we could touch bodies. Like, we could, like, our knees could touch, and that doesn't really bother.
Exactly. Like, yeah. We'll sit next to each other, and maybe you're sitting, like, I sit, like, with one leg crossed over. I think it's called the tailor sit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're going definition, like a figure four. I sit like that a lot. If, like, my foot was resting upon you, maybe a little, like, it'd be probably chill.
Yeah, or, like, if your knee is, like, bumping into somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I think you become touching friends with, like, your friends in college faster.
Because yeah, because you're forced to.
Yeah, you kind of have to be touching friends if you're fitting 4 people on your bed to, like, have a conversation.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's like, aspects of dorm life that I do miss, but I wouldn't say I miss dorm life, like,
100%.
Like, I love living off campus.
I mean, the one thing I do miss was not necessarily, well, okay, so the lives were just different. So freshman year, at least for our floor, I know we had different freshman dorming experiences, but mm-hmm. I lived in Holbert, and everyone, our whole floor pretty much, we were, like, actual besties. Like, we were outside, like, in the hallway, just, like, messing around pretty much every day for multiple hours in the day, you know? So that was super cool. Then going from that to, like, the suite, like, less of a social life overall, I guess you could say, but the common room was awesome. Like,
yeah.
I loved our common room. I feel like our house, like, the people, because we lived with the same people who we lived with last year, like, we were a lot, like, more closer, literally because of proximity, like we were talking about, in the common room, so we'd hang out a lot more. But yeah, like, it is nice having your own privacy, like, having a house, like, just, you know, you feel a lot more, I mean, yeah, you just feel like an adult more living in a house with your friends.
Yeah, well, it feels like, I think the biggest thing is that when you live on campus, like, hanging out with people is so unplanned, theoretically.
Yes.
Because, like,
you never text anyone.
You never text anybody, like, that often. And, like, it's really just, like, you kind of just, like, bump into people. Mm-hmm. Or, like, people will just show up at your room.
And then you're like, yo, you wanna come over? Like, or you see them at the dining hall, wanna walk back to our dorm or something?
Yeah, whereas now, because we live off campus, it's like we have to plan. Like, it's like an event every time people come and hang out. Which I think is fine. Like,
it's,
I think,
like,
it's,
oh, but
totally
you have to
valid.
Come over, like, hey, come over at this time and we'll do this.
Yeah. Kind Instead of being like, oh, like, do you wanna, like, oh, like, randomly, like, let's go back to our house and, like, hang.
We need a like counter.
a like and an counter.
We both say like so much.
Yeah. It's because I know why it happens, and like I try to, I just did it there. I try to not do it because part of public speaking is that like the best way to not say like and like filler words is to pause before you speak.
Yeah. People are uncomfortable with pausation.
Yeah, but people are
a word?
Yeah, I think so. Pausation. The act of pausing.
Pausation is a word?
Yeah.
The act of pausing.
Bang. I'm a creative writing minor. There you go.
This is true.
Yeah. It's just silence is an aspect of speech because you can't talk like, I did it again.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Sorry for bringing it up.
But you can't just talk infinitely because, like, that's not how breathing works.
Yeah.
So, like, designating time to breathe and take those gaps.
Yeah.
Not only lets you think about what you're going to say, but it stops you from using filling words.
Yeah, like, if you're just like, I keep saying like.
He got hit twice.
Well, I guess in this scenario, if you are like.
Yeah, like you're using like properly. Okay.
If you're like talking. No, I guess I didn't have to say like.
You didn't have, like you're using.
If you are talking.
Yeah, you're just changing the verb.
Like
phrase.
This kind of adds a bit of an effect and it makes it feel more. Meaningful.
You have more weight behind your words. I think that's the greatest way to.
Yeah, it's like loading up a punch. It's like doing a hook instead of a jab.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you can, if you're a boxer, you can jab a lot, and like it could work, and like you'll get your opponent weak, but like a hook is what's taking them out.
Yeah, the hook is going to be the KO hit.
Yeah, but if you're not going for KO and you're just going for like lands and like points, like jab away, I guess.
Yeah.
Boxing is kind of cool to watch. I think it's a little brutal for me. Like, that's why I don't like UFC at all. Like, catching elbows to the face.
Yeah. I mean, like, I used to watch a lot of, like, UFC, MMA, boxing. But that was just because I was in martial arts. So it was just, like, MMA was so fun to watch just because, like, you see all these different people's kinds of martial arts. And, you know, sometimes you're fighting someone who has a completely different fighting style from your own.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting to watch. But it is a very brutal sport.
Yeah.
But... all sports are brutal in a sense, or I think a lot of sports are brutal.
Yeah, like even football at times, I'm kind of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because this is my first time like watching football. I think I brought this up last time we were on air, but it's just a little bit like, oh wow. Like,
that's a hit.
That's a hit. And that's probably painful, but like good for you, I guess. I just wanted to, I wanted to bring this up super quick, but today was No King's Day.
Yes.
So I hope if you're listening, you guys got out there and protested. But I also just wanted to like use this as a reminder that it's not just today. Like, don't just do something today because it's like everyone's doing something today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to. Like, no. Like, educate yourself. Educate other people. Do what you can. Like, spread awareness. I don't know. I'm not going to encourage anyone to do anything in particular.
Anything rash or...
Yeah, but do what you think is right.
I think the greatest thing about this is it is a fight. The fight doesn't end today.
Correct.
Like, it's not like this event is going to change everything. I think, you know, you have to think of it, it's a stepping stone, it's a building block.
Yes.
And
I think it's great for awareness.
The act of feeling as though... this one event is going to, you know, like change something or stop something is like a kind of naive in the sense that like you have to keep pushing until you see that change.
Yeah.
You can't just assume that change will come. Mm-hmm. I think that's very apparent today with the people in power right now on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, agreed. But it was honestly it was pretty awesome to see. Like, obviously here it was smaller compared to like other places because it's Oneonta, but... there was a good turnout today, and there was also, I mean, I don't know, I showed you a video, like, the major cities, the amount of people I saw, like, that's pretty
Chicago,
inspiring to see, like,
New
just,
York City.
Thank God there's enough, like, that's a lot of people who are aware, Like, you know, obviously maybe not everyone in that crowd is necessarily aware, like they might have been dragged to it or whatever, but they learned it that day, you know?
I think the biggest thing about, you know, public demonstration like this is that it's just, you know, it's another way for the public and the masses to communicate.
And feel united.
Yeah. Because there's so much today that divides us in a sense of, like, what is community? Or, like, we have a lack of community, in a sense. And, you know, I'm a very, like, I've said this before to Jesse in private, but I'll say it now, too. Like, I think a huge part about this is that America as a country, when it comes to this kind of stuff, is just, you just gotta, like, be empathetic with people in the sense of, like, hey, everyone has different viewpoints and different perspectives, and you just have to know, like, hey, you know what, maybe this person is just unaware, or this person isn't fully educated, or, like, they grew up in a situation where, like, they weren't accustomed to these kinds of things. And I think you have to have a lot of charity with people when it comes to this kind of stuff, because I think nothing will come from being violent or in, like, with each other, like, among peers, or being, like, a, you know, aggressive or, like, attacking people, because, you know, that's not going to instill any real change, in my opinion. I think there's a sense of, like, you have to, you know, teach people and show people, like, hey, like, you know, this is what's wrong about what's happening, and this is how, and, like, these are the theories behind how we can change it. And I think it's a discourse and it's a discussion, and I think the biggest thing about it is, you know, having empathy and being able to understand different perspectives of people.
Yeah.
That was a huge rant, I'm sorry.
No, I think you said it good. I, like, have more things to say. I just, like, don't know what I can and can't. Like, I don't know the rules about this stuff.
Yeah, about
air. But we'll definitely have a show. We're going to look into it and have a show about this probably, definitely, in the coming weeks. Just because I know us and we talk about this stuff a lot.
Yeah, we talk a lot of politics.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm thinking we play one song before our break coming up. Because we have to play a song from rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start talking about our songs when we come back from break, and then we start playing them.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good to me. I mean, if you want to throw the track on right now.
Yeah. So up first for you guys, we have a song from rotation. Honestly, haven't heard it. But it's called Get a Life by Dafo. So we're going to see what that sounds like. But yeah, here you go. Huh?
Looking back.
All right. So as I said, that was Get a Life by Dafo. Sorry that transition was a little awkward. Still figuring this stuff out. But yeah, we're going to hit a little break for the normal news to play and all that jazz. And then we're going to catch you guys after that. So, yeah.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
If we continue to consume our natural resources at the rate we do now, by 2050, it could take three Earths to meet our needs. The Earth can't speak up when it needs help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening.